Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
The time is 6:08, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Uncommon Practice. Welcome, everyone. I'm Neboy Shimatsura, and I'll be with you until 7:30 tonight as we listen to some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. We started out the program tonight with a selection from Prague Music of the Storm, a work for orchestra and choir by Vancouver-based composer Stephen Chapman, who is also a professor of music composition right here at UBC. That work was written in 2002, and It features the UBC Symphony Orchestra, the UBC Singers, and also the Vancouver Bach Choir, all directed by Bruce Pullen. And that recording got some big award. I believe it was the Western Canadian Music Award in 2006, or was it 2005? Sometime in the past 2 years. So, award-winning composer, award-winning performers, and all from right here in Vancouver. Moving on now, here's something that's a little older, but still pretty interesting. Here is a work for wind ensemble dating from the first part of the 20th century. This is a work called Hammersmith by British composer Gustav Holst, written around 1914. Now, this is probably one of the first works that was for an actual wind ensemble, as opposed to a military band. Now, the concert band, as we know it here in North America, pretty much stems from the British and also, to a lesser extent, the American military tradition. So, and also the marching band tradition. So this was one of the first works that actually utilized a sort of sit-down band that didn't march around or didn't carry guns or whatever. So here's Hammersmith by Gustav Holst, performed by the London Wind Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Wick. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Hammersmith. It worked for Wind Ensemble by Gustav Holst. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Neboisha Matsuda. And now it's time to take a short break for this public service announcement.
Stewie. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh. Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah.
This public service announcement is a thank you to all you listeners who donated during CITR's first fund drive. You've helped us continue to keep delivering you, the listener, with the diverse, independent, and quality programming you've come to expect. This is also a reminder that if you did pledge, please come down to CITR, pay your pledge, and collect your swag. For example, t-shirts, CDs, and all other merchandise that was offered with your pledge. Once again, to all of our listeners, all our supporters, thank you for supporting CITR 101.9 FM.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
All right, I think that's my favorite PSA of all time. Anyway, coming up next year on Uncommon Practice, we have a piece for four pianos, which is pretty interesting. And if that weren't enough, it's also a work by a young Vancouver-based composer. Ryan True is currently pursuing a doctorate in music composition right here at UBC. He received his master's of music in composition from University of Toronto and then moved out here. This is a live recording from a concert on... when was it? It was January 26th of this year. The title of this work is Four Detuned Pianos. So it's pretty self-explanatory, so I don't have to say a whole lot about the work. So here we go. This is Ryan True and Friends performing Four Detuned Pianos.
Thank you.
4D-tuned pianos, a work by Vancouver-based composer and UBC doctoral student Ryan True. That was a live performance featuring students from the UBC School of Music, including Ryan True himself, recorded on January 26th of this year. All right, coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have a trio for flute, double bass, and percussion by Preston Trombley, who was born in 1945 and has led sort of a multifaceted career as a composer, photographer, and visual artist. And he's also done some radio work. I think he has a show on one of those satellite stations in the U.S. So, like many composers of the 20th and 21st centuries, he's done, well, all sorts of things. In the olden days where composers could earn a living by writing music for rich people or for their church, well, those are long gone. So that's how it is. Anyway, here is the trio in three movements by Preston Trombley, performed here by flautist Rachel Rudich, bassist Salvatore Macchia, and, I forget the percussionist's name. I'll look it up and I'll announce it again at the end. Okay, trio in three movements, Preston Trombley. Trio in Three Parts by American composer Preston Trombley. That recording featured flautist Rachel Rudich, bassist Salvatore Macchia, and percussionist Corey Grossman. The time is 6:48, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. Now it's time to take another short break for this announcement.
UBC Student Environment Center presents The Ear Concert, Education and Resistance, an all-ages concert happening Friday, March 16th in the Party Room in the Sub at UBC, featuring Resist the Right, Kill Matilda, Columbia, Nikki Gallows, and featuring speakers from Amnesty International Canada, the Pivot Legal Society, and more. It's $5 at the door, doors at 7, and the show starts at 7:30. This is an event to raise awareness around environmental and social justice issues and to get students and youth mobilized to make positive change in their own lives and in the communities. So you better be there, or we'll find you. Well, maybe not, but just come anyway. Jeez.
Okay, now let's take a look at local weather. Currently at the Vancouver airport, it's cloudy. The temperature is 10 degrees and the wind is out of the east-northeast at 13 kilometers per hour. The forecast for tonight calls for cloudy skies with a 70% chance of showers early this evening. The low will be 7 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with sunny periods, with rain beginning once again late in the day. Also turning windy with a high of 13. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies again with rain ending overnight. Total rainfall amounts of 15 to 25 millimeters, also continued windy, and the low will be 7. For the rest of the week, Wednesday through Friday, we can expect more of the same. Showers and cloudy skies with lows around 5 and highs around 10 degrees. All right, now back to the music here on Uncommon Practice. Here is a work for cello and live electronics. This is a relatively new development in classical music where a live instrument is recorded and the sound is digitally processed in real time, and the computer sort of plays along with the instrument. This is a work from Călin Ioachimescu, a contemporary composer from Romania, who also worked as a sound engineer and did some research at IRCAM, the famous electronic music research center in Paris, France. This work is entitled Cellophonia. It was written in the early 1990s, I think maybe around 91. And the performer that we're going to hear now is cellist Anca Vartolome. Here is Cellophonia by Călin Ioachimescu.
Thank you.
All right, that was Cellifonia, a work for cello and live electronics by Kalin Ioakimescu. The time is 7:05 and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Nebojša Matsura and I'll be with you for another 25 minutes as we listen to some more classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. One of the new instruments that's really come into its own during the past 100 or maybe even 50 years is the marimba. Now, when this instrument first came into existence, pretty much every percussionist was expected to know how to play the marimba to some extent, and that's still true. But recently there have been many percussionists who specialize in on the marimba and play lots of solo repertoire on it and don't really do any other percussion work. Many of these performers have also composed lots of music for the instrument, and probably one of the most eminent marimbists and composers for the marimba these days is Keiko Abe, who was born in, I don't know when, maybe in the 1930s or 40s in Japan. Here is a wind sketch for marimba and some sort of backup drums. In this recording, you're going to hear some screams, I think maybe halfway through, but those are part of the piece, just so you know. Here is marimbist Sarah DeVore performing Wind Sketch by Keiko Abe. Thank you. Wind Sketch for marimba and some other drums by Keiko Abe, performed by percussionist Sarah DeVore. That was a recording of a live concert given at the University of Wisconsin-Madison on April 2nd of 2005. All right, up next here on Uncommon Practice, we only got about 14 minutes left. Here's some music from Mieczysław Weinberg, whose life story is quite interesting and also kind of tragic. He was born in 1919 in Poland, and during World War II, his family was killed by the Nazis, and he was the only one who escaped. So he fled east into the Soviet Union in 1943, spent some time in Central Asia, and eventually ended up in Moscow, where he befriended the famous composer Dmitri Shostakovich, who served as sort of an advocate for him, and I think even bailed him out of jail once, or at least he used his influence as a famous Soviet artist to bail Weinberg out of jail. Shostakovich and Weinberg had this sort of friendly competition going. They were both very prolific composers, and they had an informal contest to see who could write more string quartets. I don't know who won, but Weinberg outlived Shostakovich by about 20-some years. Weinberg died in 1996. Anyway, here is the first movement of the Trumpet Concerto by Mieczysław Weinberg, performed here by trumpeter Sergei Nakaryakov, accompanied by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
first movement of the Concerto for Trumpet and Orchestra by Mieczysław Weinberg. Well, you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And as always, I'm your host, Nevoisha Matsura.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Well, that's all the time I have for this week here on Uncommon Practice. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you will join me again in 2 weeks on Monday, March 19th from 6 p.m. until 7:30 right here on CITR 101.9 FM or online at citr.ca. I'll have some more great classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Coming up next at 7:30 now is Karasu. Alex Ushijima is here, and he has some Japanese music for you, as always. I'm Nebo Shimatsura, and you've been listening to Uncommon Practice.